It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Dylan, you're up. Don't mess up my segment, man. Let's roll.
I'll try to do it justice, Mike Johnson, because you always do a great job. So I'm going to try and come with that super hot fire.
Let's do it, man.
All right.
What you got?
Let's start with this. This, fair foul, this was the Falcons' best win of the season so far. Now, maybe you're thinking it was the Eagles game. Defense maybe played a little bit better. And the Falcons obviously turned it up when they needed to offensively. But last night just seemed different. So fair or foul, this was the Falcons' best win of the season so far.
Yeah, and look, man, you try to steer away from recency bias. You try to steer away from offense bias because you always love seeing the points scored. You got to remember that the defense has had a couple of games where they absolutely stood up to the task. But I think you answered so many questions, although you developed a couple other ones last night. You answered so many questions, Bo, and I said it earlier. It's a flawed team, but it's my flawed team, and I'm riding with the Falcons. It's absolutely fair.
Find me a team that's not flawed in this league, especially 5 games in. I don't know. The one in Philadelphia is still in my mind. And this, don't get me wrong, I'm just being the contrarian here.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
So I'll say foul because to me, the one in Philadelphia unlocked the understanding of how to win and how to take someone else's mistake and capitalize off of it. And that is what you've done the last 2 weeks. You've taken mistakes by other teams, and you've capitalized off those. And that taught this team how to win to me.
No wrong answers there, man. Go ahead.
All right, let's start with this one next. This is the one I teased. This game goes into the category of instant classic. I mean, just the back and forth, the dramatic change at the end when you think you're gonna lose and then you snatch the victory out of the jaws of defeat. So fair foul, this game goes into the category of instant classic.
I try not to say an instant classic is any game that comes down to last minute because that's too easy. And that's honestly a lot of games in the NFL, but here's why I think it's an instant classic. The amount of story, like I can't even process all of the stories in my brain that came from the game last night. I'm thinking about the decision to throw the slant in the middle of the field, the incredible job clocking it in 12 seconds, some of the plays you were made, also some of the bad stuff, the Darnell Mooney drop, the 3-and-out after the turnover. All those things combined, Squid, are what make this an instant classic last night. Absolutely fair.
Yeah, it is absolutely in the vault of Falcons-Tampa Bay or Atlanta-Tampa Bay games, Falcons-Bucks games. What made it a classic to me was the fact that it felt like two heavyweight fighters going just back and forth. Like the Falcons went round one, the Bucks went round two, and then they stole round three. They just went back and forth for 12. Hell, that was one of those old school Muhammad Ali Foreman fights that went 15 rounds. You know, back when the championships fights went 15 rounds, it felt like that at the end. So I think for that reason that there was no. It was never a point where either team was out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Bo, I'm glad you used the term in your answer there, heavyweight fighters, because that brings me to my next fair or foul question. Fair or foul, after last night's game, it changed the way you think the Falcons potential is. So fair or foul, last night's game changed what you think the Falcons potential is. Do you think they can maybe do more now? And obviously the potential was high, at least around here, for what the Falcons could do. But has, after last night's game, fair foul, has your, what you think the Falcons' potential is?
Yeah, sure. Fair. It raises my expectations of what the potential could be because you literally played defensively the exact game you've played all year. You might have been a little bit worse in the red zone and give up more points. But you played the exact game because you allowed 160 yards, which is about on average, and you allowed under 200 yards passing, which is about, hold on, check stats, Yeah, on average, you're allowing 191 per game before this one.
Yeah.
But your offense did something they haven't done all year. So, yes, the potential has gone up because your offensive – you're offensively unlocked.
I'll be the contrarian on this one. How about this? I already expected that we would see this year, so I don't know if it unlocks anything. And also, I have to say this. I'm still a little bit frustrated with the run game last night. All right, so I want to see a little bit more. I'm just being the contrarian, though. It's like Super Bowl or bust. I still have questions, but like he said just a minute ago, what team doesn't at this point in the season? I love this team, man. I'm going to ride with them for the rest of this year, obviously.
And speaking of flaws, I do want to get to this one. I got a couple more for you guys before we wrap up here.
Rapid fire.
Fair or foul? After last night's game, are you are worried about the defense? Now, as far as points given up, they've gone backwards every single week. They've given up more and more points as the weeks have gone up. So fair or foul, you are worried about the Falcons' defense moving forward.
I don't think you can watch that game last night and not be, because they've been so good through the first 4 weeks. Then you kind of saw what happened last night. I also think your depth got tested when Antonio Hamilton had to step in. Clark Phillips, you see a couple of busts on the back end when D. Alford goes out. J.D. Bertrand had his ups and downs. So, yeah, I think if I'm being honest, I probably developed a few issues last night.
I'm definitely worried about this run defense. It's fair. The pass defense, again, was a lot like we've seen all year. There's just not a lot of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin's growing on trees out there. I mean, that's a dynamic wide receiver duo, and you're missing a stud in your secondary and D. Alford, to Mike's point. The run defense is and has and continues to be something that is very worrisome for me. And so that point, until we have a game where we look like we're competent in the run defense, I'm going to be worried. I know it's somewhat the style that you're playing, but yes, I'm worried about the defense in some ways.
All right, last one. Let's end on a positive note, shall
we? Let's go.
Fair or foul, this was the most exciting Falcons game since they moved into Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to not play revisionist history. There was a Thursday night in 2017.
Trying to rehash.
When Sean Payton comes in here and he's a complete jackass on the sidelines. He makes a choke sign to our guy, Devontae Freeman. And the game was not, I don't believe, as high scoring and not as wild in overtime, but it was very much like this. And Drew Brees is driving the field. And in the very end zone that Kadarius Hodge scores his game-winning touchdown, Drew Brees throws the ball, and Deion Jones goes airborne and catches it and falls to the ground. And I think his butt landed in the end zone. That was as exciting. That was a very exciting game as well. I don't want to compare them, but that game is up there for me.
Yeah. It's fair. It absolutely was. So I'll finish on that as well. Well done, Dylon. Well done. That's fair foul Friday.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.